Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Nancy Adrian with the Brighton Chamber of Commerce about their preparations for next month's Brighton Whoopie Days.
We started planning for the 2013 Whoopie Days last year during the 2012 Whoopie Days. We were making notes of things that worked well and things we wanted to try to do different. And so we made our list then, and then we kind of took a little break. And then we started seriously talking again in January about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to proceed.
Who is in charge of organizing Whoopie Days?
The Brighton Chamber kind of takes the lead in organizing it, but it's only pulled off because of all of the volunteers that step up and help and community members that, you know, help make this such a good event.
The stuff that you guys are doing from January to the time it happens, is that just organizing vendors and that sort of thing?
Right. We make sure that we've got our carnival lined up. We typically do that during the fair the previous year to make sure that we have the carnival. In January, we usually start booking the talent show, making sure that that's signed up with the Bill Riley Talent Group. And we line up our grandstand entertainment, start talking about that, what we might want to see, and what people have really enjoyed in the past. We talk about some of the committee chairs, who will be in charge of the parade, who will be in charge of the tours, who will be in charge of, you know, the different entertainment groups. And so we kind of get those things lined up, the mud run, all of the different things that happen. We just make sure that the key people are still in place that can pull those events off.
And how many people are involved with this?
Oh, gosh, I can't even give you a good estimate. We've got 5 directors on the chamber board itself. But like I said, there's a whole raft of people in the community that step up and help with the kids' games and run the sound system and do the mud run. It's just a whole crew of people that do the mud run just in itself. And then the Brighton Lions take care of the food stand in Central Park, and they've got a core group of people, and then they get others from within the community to come and donate desserts and then work at the food stand too.
How many years has this been held there in Brighton?
This is the 103rd year for Whoopie Days.
Do you have a specific theme?
Our theme this year is country roots and cowboy boots.
And how are you going to exemplify that?
Well, this year we have a country music singer that's coming to perform. His name is Terry Smith, and he's from Nashville. He's what I would call a traditional country singer and songwriter, and he apparently has a pretty big following. He's written a number of songs that have been recorded and performed by, like, Roy Acuff and the Oak Ridge Boys, Kitty Wells. So a lot of his songs have been performed by big-name stars. And then he, of course, travels and does his own as well.
Is there anything that needs signing up for that's being held at Whoopie Days that people should be thinking about now?
Not really. A lot of the entertainment is just mostly in Central Park, and so people can just come. Most everything is free of charge. There is a gate charge for the mud run. We will pass the hat for the Terry Smith concert because it was a little more as far as the cost of entertainment. We wanted to try to get, you know, some really good stuff, and so that always comes at a price, and so we are going to pass the hat and see if we can collect some additional revenue. We've got some local people and some businesses that are going to be corporate sponsors that help sponsor our entertainment too. So that helps a lot when we can get that kind of support. The one thing that I would like to mention that's going to be new this year, Saturday afternoon, we've got 2 people that have been called the Pickin Preachers. They come from Fort Smith, which is kind of an old-time town between Hedrick and Richland. And these people were featured on HGTV's West End Salvage. And they go around and they pick. They buy unique antique items, and then they sell to this West End Salvage in Des Moines. And those people there will remake it into furniture or artwork, you know, home decor, whatever. So we are going to have those people here in Brighton, and people from the county are able to bring items that they would like to try to sell to them and see if they can eventually, then they'll resell it up at West End Salvage in Des Moines.
Interesting. How did you get those guys to come by?
Well, you know, I just happened to read about them in a couple of different newspapers, and I had this thought brewing in the back of my mind. I'm a big American Pickers fan. I love HGTV. I love all of those shows. I love Americana and, you know, all those things that people are starting to collect now and treasure, you know. And I just kind of all fell into place, and I just spur of the moment called them one day and said, would you be willing to come? And they talked about it and said, yeah, that sounds like fun. We'll plan on it. So it was just one of those, one thing led to another, and that's the way it worked out.
That was my conversation with Nancy Adrian with the Brighton Chamber of Commerce. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.